Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The rain is a good thing, but not what we needed to kick off Thanksgiving travel.
Delays and cancellations again were the problem at both DFW Airport and Dallas Love Field. A ground stop was in place for a while, adding to the mix. This morning, about 100 cancellations hit DFW, 70 at Love Field. And that was just the start of the day. Many more delays. This is supposed to be a busier than normal Thanksgiving travel season, and DFW Airport expects about 3 million travelers. The middle of the week should be relatively easy when it comes to weather-related issues, but more rain is expected on the back end of a busy travel week in and out of North Texas. In Dallas, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
All right, we've had at DFW some 976 delays, 108 cancellations, and at Love Field, 164 delays, 69 cancellations. You want to double check with your airline.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, always live on the free Odyssey app, powered by Mark Spain Real Estate.
Trouble spot in Lake Worth, of all places. So you'll have delays on 820. Details coming up at 508.
Well, it's Thanksgiving week. I'm NBC5 Chief Meteorologist Rick Mitchell. We have some nice weather, and we have a return of some rain. I'll tell you when.
Two people were shot and killed here outside of the Hide and Seek nightclub in downtown Dallas. One of those people was shot by a police officer. I'm Russell Scott. I'll have the story in just a moment.
Thanks for staying with us here on the KRLD Afternoon News. I'm David Rankin with Kristen Diaz. We're live in the Milestone Plumbing, AC, and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Dallas police shoot and kill a man this morning after he opened fire on a crowd.
The Hide and Seek nightclub is located here in the 2000 block of Commerce. We're right between Pearl and Harwood. It was here that the violence erupted early this morning.
I can confirm an officer involved shooting occurred as officers confirmed an armed suspect where a disturbance where multiple people were shot.
Dallas Police Executive Chief Terrence Rhodes confirms two people died, the victim and a suspect. No officers were hurt. This man was a witness.
I just heard gunshots. I just got down to my car, just ducked down, and like just seeing a lot of people scattering around.
At this time, police have not released the identity of either of the victims who were killed in downtown Dallas. Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, Dallas police have, again, have been talking about a missing 15-year-old from Denton found on her way to Houston. As we hear from KRLD's Austin York, one person is under arrest and could be charged with human trafficking.
Police in Denton were told the 15-year-old was in a white Ford truck, and investigators determined through her cell phone that she was in the town of Fairfield in Freestone County. Police there found a truck matching the description at a tractor supply shop and found the 15-year-old traveling with two guys aged 18 and 17. The 18-year-old was arrested for possession of child pornography. The 17-year-old was released at the scene. The three said they were going to Houston to meet some friends. The 15-year-old girl has been returned to her family in Denton. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Cops in Fort Worth arrest a woman accused of firing shots in another car during a road rage incident. Lake Worth police got the call about the shots on fire on Friday. No one's hurt. Car did get hit. This fight between two women drivers. They used video surveillance. They identified Mia Dominguez as the shooter. They arrested her the next day. She's charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. That's a second-degree felony. She's in the Tarrant County Jail with bond set at $25,000.
Cowboys win it 24-21, a walk-off field goal from Brandon Aubrey.
Who was kind of, he missed one from 51, so I'm like, ooh, maybe he's not Mr. Automatic.
Yeah, and I was thinking that too, like, is this going to be another Brett Maher thing?
No.
Where he gets the yips all of a sudden. Let's bring in Mac Engel. Let's just start off. Mac's going to join us right now with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram and the Engel Angle. That's the podcast. Mac Engel on KRLD right now. Good morning. At what point did you give up yesterday?
I didn't give up because I was actually at the Cowboys game the last time they came down from 21-0.
Was that like a 14 or something? No,
pardon?
What was that, in 14 or something like that?
It was in 14. It was in St. Louis. And I remember it because if you fall behind that big, that early, there's still enough time. And there's enough time to run the game that you want to run it. And I thought, if it sits at 21, they're going to score. They're not going to go. I thought they could do it. But the way they did it, because they had to get a lot of stops. They stopped the Eagles on 8 consecutive drives from scoring a point. That's really hard. And considering how bad this defense had been until really those trades that they made a couple of weeks ago and getting a couple of guys back, no one would have seen that coming. But I thought, okay, it's 21-0. It's just early enough that if they get a touchdown and then maybe they get a turn – I thought there was enough time. Now, I didn't think they would do it, but I wasn't entirely surprised.
Well, it's just 21-0. That leaves you no margin for error at all. And you mentioned the defense. I mean, they stopped them from scoring the rest of the way. They almost had to.
They did. No, that's exactly right. They did have to. And where I really thought they had blown it was with about 5 minutes to go in the game. They recover the fumbled punt at the 8. They don't score the touchdown in the first 3 plays, and then they go for it on 4th and 2. And they didn't score the touchdown. I thought, you have played with fire this entire way. The next 2 plays, the Eagles gain like 27 yards in 2 pass plays. And I was like, okay, here it is. They're gonna finally crack. They're gonna go down and get a 50-yard field goal to win it. That's what I thought would happen. But credit the Eagles. Credit the Cowboys defense. They played great. They got to stop. Cowboys drive the ball and get the field goal to win it. I mean, that was a really – I don't care how mad you are at the Cowboys, that was a really fun game to be at yesterday. It was a great atmosphere. Place was rocking. It's the Eagles. That was a really, really fun football game to be at.
Yeah, it felt like a playoff game just watching the thing. One thing I was a little concerned with, and he seemed to be off. CeeDee Lamb in these drops now. Maybe it's just the Eagles. Are you concerned or is the team concerned?
I think you have to be, but I don't think you can say it. I don't think if you're the Cowboys, you can say, yeah, this is a concern. You can't. I mean, the reality of it is CeeDee Lamb now is playing opposite a guy who's having a better season than he is. And I mean, I would imagine that's the first time that's ever happened to CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, yeah.
Well, except maybe early in his career when Amari Cooper was the veteran. But Amari was the veteran then, and Amari should have been better. But if you go back to his days at Oklahoma, and he had good players with him, CD was the man, and I'm sure high school was the same way. Well, now you've got George Pickens, who now looks like the greatest thing ever and is going to get paid a whole bunch of money. And I'm sure that's probably shaken him a little bit, but it doesn't excuse really bad drops. His behavior in the end zone yesterday when he didn't catch the touchdown pass and he's pointing to Dak Prescott where he should have thrown the ball. I'm like, you can't do that.
No, he
did acquit himself. He had one hell of a nice catch on a deep ball there in the second half. So I think you still have to say these drops are a little bit of an outlier and you still trust the guy. But at the same time, there are some things going on here that I think you at least have to kind of keep your eye on. And you don't count on him failing, but you just have to kind of keep an eye on it.
And kind of lost in all the excitement, Dak Prescott becomes the Cowboys' all-time leading passer in terms of yardage, and he wins his 19th straight game against a divisional team at home. That's remarkable.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
This guy was a fourth-round draft pick who was the third stringer to start his first fall camp, and then the two guys ahead of him get hurt. Tony Romo breaks his back. Kellen Moore hurts his leg. And then all of a sudden, they're like, okay, who are we going to go with? And it was Will McClay. It was Will McClay who was pounding on the table saying, this guy can play. This guy can play. And look what he's done. And listen, I know he's a divisive figure. All quarterbacks of the Cowboys are lightning rods for conversations. But you got to say this. He's played very well. He's carried himself so well. He's been such a good guy. And he's one of those guys, in all my years of doing this, I want to see him win. There's certain guys that you meet and say, boy, it would be really neat if he won. It really would be neat. Yeah. And other guys are like, I don't know about that. But with him, I'm happy when he does well because he's such a good guy.
Six games left. What do they have to do in those six to make the playoffs?
Yeah, you dying in the hope?
No. Opium? There's a window, and it's not very big, but you're not going to catch the Eagles. The best way to the playoffs is always win your division. That's probably gone unless the Eagles lose out. They're not going to lose out. So now you pretty much have to be perfect. Yeah. Now, and if you look at that schedule coming up, there's a chance. Now, they got to keep playing the way they can. I can't state to you enough the difference that Quinnen Williams has made since coming in from the Jets.
Absolutely.
Oh, he's been great. He has been so good. Like, teams just cannot deal with him. And if you have – he's the best – interior tackle the Cowboys have had since Randy White.
That's probably
I'm not kidding.
True.
He's better than Russell Maryland. He's better than Jimmy Jones. He's better than Jay Ratliff. Those were all great players. That's how good Quinnen Williams is.
Oh, yeah.
He's that good. So if they maintain that kind of production defensively, then and if you look who they have coming up, the Chiefs, it's winnable. It's going to be hard, but it's winnable. But you really can only lose one game between now and the end of the regular season. Now, can they do it? Yeah, maybe. It's going to be really – I think ultimately that's going to be what's going to get them is that they by the time they got good, it's going to be too late and they fell too far behind. But they always do what they always do, and that's – Make it interesting.
That's
exactly right.
That's right.
Mac, thank you. Really appreciate the time, and we'll catch up with you later on. Mac Engel at the Star Telegram and the Engel Angle, that's the podcast. And they're 5-5-1 now.
Okay.
Cowboys, I say, and then we got the Chiefs, and then the Lions on the road.
Let's say you're going to lose to the Lions.
Let's say you lose to the Lions. But then
Minnesota
is not good this year.
Chargers cannot protect Herbert. You got two guys
that
are up that the defensive tackle now that are just killing it.
And then the Commanders and the Giants to finish it out. It's not.
Hey, baby.
Crazier things have happened.
Go ahead, pass me that opium pipe. I'm going to go ahead and start smoking this thing.
I'm not, you know, I don't know if I'm completely back on the band. If they beat the Chiefs, you have my attention.
Oh,
all right.
God. By the way, though. What do you think those ratings for that Thanksgiving?
Oh my God.
You know T-Swift is going to be there.
I could tell you going into this season that was going to be one of the highest rated regular season games ever.
Both teams desperate.
Yeah. All right.
Here we go, baby.
The best and worst pickup lines. We're looking for those today. What was the one you just told me?
Oh, I'd give up my morning cereal to spoon you instead.
Oh, God. Really?
These
are just like, they're like dad jokes.
Yeah, some of them are.
In a bar.
My name is Austin, but you can call me today or tomorrow.
from the 214, we got this one. Hey, baby, you bring the coffee. I'll bring the pound cake.
Oh, boy. Again, straight directly to the point.
Well,
some of these guys, they don't leave anything left to guess.
Nope. Not at all. So 945-766-1080 if you've got any that you have either tried yourself, that you've used yourself, or perhaps that have been used on you. Another tragedy in the Kennedy family. JFK's granddaughter, Tatiana Schlossberg, has announced that she has terminal cancer. Wow. And less than a year to live. Schlossberg is Caroline Kennedy's daughter. Caroline Kennedy, of course, the daughter of JFK and Jackie. And remember, Jackie also died young from cancer.
That's right.
Her reaction, Tatiana's reaction to the diagnosis, she says, I did not, could not believe they were talking about me. I wasn't sick. I didn't feel sick. CBS medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder has more on the story.
Tatiana Schlossberg was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia, or AML, which is an aggressive blood cancer, and in her case, had a rare mutation that makes it harder to treat and more likely to return. Doctors discovered it hours after she gave birth, when she had a very high white blood cell count, and she underwent intensive chemotherapy, multiple stem cell transplants, and later what's called CAR T cell therapy, in which we engineer immune cells to attack the cancer.
And that stem cell therapy seemed to be very important during her treatment, but she raises concerns about the healthcare system, talking about her cousin, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., writing, "Bobby is a known skeptic of vaccines, and I was especially concerned that I wouldn't be able to get mine again." What was the reason or point in her bringing that up?
Her concerns come from lived experience. So she's been depending on specialized care, research, as well as federal support for drugs and mRNA technologies that are used not only in vaccines, but also are being used to treat cancer. And cuts to the National Institutes of Health, threats to screening panels, limits on medications like misoprostol, which were used to treat her postpartum hemorrhage, and her cousin RFK Jr.'s vaccine skepticism all feel dangerous for people like her who are immunocompromised and dealing with serious illness. So for her, health policy debates are not abstract.
Tatiana Schlossberg is just 35 years old.
That's just terrible.
And with a baby. She just gave birth.
Think about that. She said she didn't feel sick at all. She just, everything was fine until they said,
She goes in to give birth. They do a little blood work and look at this. She shared this news on Saturday, by the way, at the 62nd anniversary of the day her grandfather was killed here in Dallas. Terrible.
Yeah.
Well, I question for you now, as we're getting into the holidays, what do you suppose is the biggest drinking day of the year? See, I think most people would guess New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That would be mine, or St. Patty's Day, but you would be incorrect with either of those guesses. A new survey finds that more alcohol is consumed on the day and night before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Eve, the biggest drinking day of the year. And so gird your loins, because that's coming up the day after tomorrow. It's got nicknames. They call it Whiskey Wednesday, Drunksgiving. And instead of Black Friday, which is the day after Thanksgiving, how about Blackout Wednesday?
Oh, boy, I've done that before.
Now, that seems a little extreme, but hard liquor sales generally go up over 150% from a typical Wednesday.
Yeah.
Beer and wine up 60%. The question is why?
Well, I got a pretty good guess.
Well, there's two things. What's your guess?
It's family. It's like you got all these family, and, you know, they're family, but you may not like them all. There's a lot of stress.
Yeah, a lot of stress.
Go ahead, pass me that whiskey.
And some people just can't take it, and so they make themselves a cocktail or three, or they head to the nearest bar. And here's another one. All the people returning to their hometown and getting together with old friends.
That happened to me when I was, especially in college, and going back and see your high school friends again.
So now you understand why police departments across the country, they typically set up sobriety checkpoints on the night before Thanksgiving. You have been warned.
Oh, absolutely. They're out.
And from Thanksgiving to Christmas, how about this? The White House Christmas tree has arrived in Washington after making a cross-country trip from Nevada.
Her name is Silver Bell, with branches spanning 16 feet wide.
We've had about 20 folks with our U.S. Forest Service team taking care of the tree, watering, escorting the tree, law enforcement and logistics going from town to town.
Duncan Leo, the project lead from Humboldt-Tiabi National Forest, says it's more than just a tree. It's
a symbol of our national forests, a symbol of joy and Christmas.
At Joint Base Andrews, Captain Emily Hunter says 100 people made the last stop for Silver Bell possible.
You make your family in the military sometimes because you are away. And so to have a holiday event here like this, they're getting to come out and start with the holiday spirit early on.
In that spirit, Presenting sponsor 84 Lumber gave away 84 Christmas trees to military families.
We just really enjoy doing this because we like giving back to the community, and we love giving back to the military base and the military community.
The military community certainly appreciates it.
It's definitely something the boys really enjoy doing, family and community feeling.
84 Lumber area manager Clint Vance says nothing beats the real thing.
I'm not going to lie to you, I have a fake tree, but the real tree is so much better because I can already smell it on me. And just carrying the trees for just a few minutes back here, I already am in the Christmas spirit.
Now, wait, that guy is a top executive at a lumber company, and he has a fake tree.
Yeah, I don't want to bother my own company here.
Getting more of these pickup lines. A listener from 972 writes in and says, or called in, actually, it said, his favorite is, "You sure are stuck up." That's a great idea.
Someone off, basically.
Go and insult them. But he says it's worked for him for 47 years.
So is he married or is he still on the dating scene? Well, he's probably still on the dating
scene.
With
that pickup line. And here's one on the K-Post roofing text line. "You're prettier than a speckled pup under a shiny red wagon."
All right.
I saw that. My first thought was, what part of East Texas?
And sure enough,
903.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.